You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Charges against the officers and denied a motion to remove State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's entire office from the case. Next week, the judge will decide whether the trials will be moved out of Baltimore. University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert says the defense wants a change of venue.
I think the defense strategy has been clear from the outset here. It's to try to rid themselves of Ms. Mosby's prosecution team. I think the judge gave every indication that the Baltimore criminal justice system is ready to take on these cases.
A group of bipartisan senators are pushing a bill that could help feed U.S. children who go hungry in the summer. Associate Director for Advocacy at No Kids Hungry, Lucy Melcher, says the Hunger Free for Summer Kids Act could help feed millions.
That would make sure that every kid in this country, no matter where they live, has access to the healthy food that they need during the summer months.
Melcher says the current summer meals program fails to help children in hard-to-reach areas. The new bill would allow food delivery to those struggling to eat or provide grocery store credit to low-income families. Melcher is hoping the Hunger Free for Kids Summer Act becomes part of the Child Nutrition Reauthorization legislation before it's examined in Congress this month. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. At 11:04, it's 81 degrees in Flemington and the humidity is on the rise. Forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 92. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms, and then again tomorrow morning as a cold front pushes through, setting us up for a sunny, cool weekend. Saturday, sunny and dry with a high of 81, and Sunday, sunny with a high of 86, and then your Labor Day, mostly sunny with a high of 87.
If we were picking September themed songs, Jennifer, I would have preferred Green Day's "Wake Me Up When September Ends." But good choice anyway. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, September is here, as also illustrated by, what's the name of this group?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
You've heard of them?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jennifer. September is here, and it's time to save money with your Hunterdon County Library card. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Amateur Photography Show in October and the annual gingerbread competition in December. Jennifer once saw an amputee getting hanged, and she impulsively started calling out letters. A plethora of concerts and speakers are on tap for this fall at HCL. All that and more on today's library show.
That was horrible.
Is that a bad way to start the show?
It really was.
Sorry, Jennifer.
That's all right. I have an anecdote about Earth, Wind, and Fire, though. Patty Kerr, one of the library's very big supporters, and she did a program. She's an Alzheimer's educator, and she wrote a book.
She was in Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, she was at an airport on her way to Las Vegas, and their flight was delayed, and she started talking to this guy. And she's, you know, what do you do? And I said, oh, I'm in a band. And she said, oh, what band? Have I ever heard of you? He said, oh, you might have, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then Patty's very diminutive, and he stood up, and he's about 7 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah.
And most people could probably say I was in Earth, Wind, and Fire, and people might believe me.
No.
Why not, Jennifer?
They're an all-black band.
Okay, that's true. Seeing if you're going to go there. Okay, well, is that true?
I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was true all the time.
Name one other hit by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Since you're such a pro and know so much about them.
I bet I can.
All right. Well, let's start talking about the library then, Jennifer. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Today is September 3rd, 2015. Labor Day weekend is upon us, Jennifer.
And so is the September Jim Thatch bookmark.
What do you think of this month's design?
It was very clever, actually.
Really?
It was so clever I missed it.
Oh, okay. So paint a picture for our listeners, Jennifer.
It is some trees, and there's someone hanging in a hammock, catching the last few minutes of the summer, with a leaf drifting down. There's a bird building a nest. There's a couple having a picnic. The young man looks like he might be proposing.
I don't know. Does he? I didn't intend that.
Oh, okay.
But does he? Ladies, he kind of does, doesn't he?
Ladies, don't get your hopes up. And then there's someone under the tree reading a book.
It could be you.
It could be me.
You ever read a book under a tree?
Yes, I do. Yes.
In your yard?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
As a matter of fact. Bushes more.
Okay, so that's the September bookmark.
And they do announce that starting September 13th, the library will be reopening on Sundays from 1 to 5.
Yes, that's the correct date. So not this Sunday, but the Sunday after this one, the library will be open 7 days a week for your reading and entertainment pleasure.
That is correct. So very nice, Jim Thatch.
Thank you. Okay, Jennifer, what are your Labor Day weekend plans?
Well, I've just been invited to Monmouth Race Park.
Yes.
Monmouth Race Track.
Yes. In fact, I invite all my listeners, anyone out there listening, want to meet me at Monmouth Park Racetrack in the picnic area, come on by.
There you go.
Buy you a beer.
Nice. I do have a show note from two shows ago.
Go ahead.
I feel
two shows ago.
Yeah.
This should grind this to
no,
a halt.
It will not. I do feel a little bit. I laughed when I heard you went to the tractor pull. I was not laughing at the tractor pull.
Did you get some hate mail?
No, I did not. I was laughing at the thought of you at the tractor pull.
Why?
Because you don't seem like...
I'm not a country kind of guy?
You seem like more the flannel shirt, pipe smoking
really?
Kind of guy.
Yeah. Now I'm really insulted.
Are you really? Like yes. A Bing Crosby up in Holiday Inn?
I'm not a tough guy. I couldn't raise crops and own a tractor. You don't see me as someone who owns a tractor. Yeah.
I really don't.
Have a lawn tractor?
Well, cutting your lawn, of course, yes. I see your wife raising crops.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, so there was an article in NJ.com this week. A total of 123 farm tractors competed in the daytime tractor pull contest.
At the fair?
At the Hunterdon County 4-H. There was another night contest for tractors, and a truck pull was part of that.
Yes, that's the one I saw.
That's the one you saw. Okay, well, we have a list of winners, and we'd like to congratulate all the winners.
Good. Okay.
4,500-pound class, Doug Manhire of Hackettstown, and a 1936 John Deere.
There was one interesting thing. All the tractors are old. There's no new tractors,
can
Jennifer.
Can you believe that?
All the tractors are from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
A 4,500-pound open class, Wes Bodine of Stockton, on a 1949 Oliver. 5,500-pound class, Scott Bond of Stockton, on a Farmall 460, it does not say what year. 6,500-pound class, Jake Billick of Belvedere, 1974. 7,500-pound class, Matthew Bailey of Columbia on a 1972 Ford. 9,500-pound non-turbo class, Tom Newport of Blairstown on a 1963 John Deere. 9,500-pound turbo class, Christian Morabito of Ringo's on a 1980 John Deere, and that looks like about the newest one. 11,500-pound class Sam Santini of Stewartsville, 1972 case. 11,500-pound open case, open class, Michael Menengas of Belvedere in a 1976 John Deere. 13,500-pound class, Scott Bond again of Stockton on a John Deere. 15,500-pound class, Robert Santini of Stewartville again. And then there were 90 pulls in the evening farm tractor contest. And the winners are Kyle Grandin of Blairstown, Wes Bodine of Stockton, Jake Billick of Belvedere, Jake Chip Jalief of Asbury, Matthew Bailey of Columbia, Mark Bodine again of Stockton, Scott Bond of Stockton, Michael Menengas, Sammy Santini of Stewartsville, Glenn Smith of Belvedere, Adam Wainwright of Bordentown, and Robert Santini of Stewartsville. So congratulations.
Robert Santini sounded like he had a good night.
He did, and yeah.
Well, like I said, it was highly popular, Jennifer. There had to be between 2,000 and 3,000 people there watching.
So I think you should get a tractor this year and practice for the tractor pull.
They have lawn tractor pulls as part of it, I think, in one of the things.
Like on the one tractor pull, the Alex Roberts, it was his second year of pulling. His tractor pulled the Wade sled all the way down the 300-long-foot field. I'm looking for the weight of the sled.
It's a lot, like 11,000 pounds or something like that.
This is crazy.
Yeah, the track is 300 feet long, and I'd say a handful of people got the distance out of all of them. Then there was a handful of people that didn't budget and broke their drive shaft.
Wow.
There was a lot of...
So, well, congratulations, and I'm amazed. I'm not terribly amazed, but that all these tracks, some of these tractors, 1936...
Little tip, if you're going to go to next year's tractor pull, I didn't realize it was going to be 5 hours long. I would have gotten something to eat first and then kind of get there a little later.
Thing?
I was there from before it started to the end. Because my friend has a farm in Missouri, and this was his gig, and we all went and watched it. He was in heaven watching this.
Wow. And apparently some of these tractor drivers also pulled at Sussex County and Warren County. He said the 100-in track is very hard. Sussex County has a sandier topsoil.
Well, it's, of course, it hasn't rained in a long time.
Right.
Which just reminded me then that my daughter is turning 20 in a couple weeks.
Yes, she is.
And exactly 20 years ago, Jennifer, we had a drought like this.
Exactly. Really?
Because I can remember I was making her bedroom out of another room in our house.
Closet gym.
Yeah, out of a closet. Okay, that was a sore point for a while. Okay, yeah, I made a bedroom out of a closet. Difus, don't worry, that's not as bad as it sounds.
Now she's living in the basement.
But the weather was really dry. I remember back then because I had to go outside and cut the carpet, and I went on the grass, and the grass was just like it is now, all brown and dried and coming up. And I don't remember between then and now it ever being that bad.
Really?
So it's been 20 years since we've had a drought like this.
Wow. Well, we are in desperate need of some water.
It'll come at some point, probably in the form of a hurricane.
Did you hear the remnants of, I don't remember the name of the hurricane.
Erica.
Down in South Carolina, North Carolina, they had tremendous amounts of rain.
Did they?
Yeah, 8 inches.
And we got none.
We got nothing.
Don't worry, there'll be a couple of weeks we'll be complaining if we've got too much rain. Jennifer's never satisfied. What does that look for? Okay, it's time for our first commercial break. Jennifer's going to obviously read me the riot act for that last comment. And we'll be back for more Library Show after this.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer, how many days to Christmas do we know? September now. We're in the Burrs month. Christmas is coming.
4 months and 22 days.
We're in the Burrs.
We are. How many days till my birthday, more importantly?
I think I'm going to put my Christmas lights up soon. I actually thought about doing it this year, not turning them on, but while the weather's warm.
Not a bad idea.
Put them up.
Yeah.
I might.
Hey, I got a Today in History, but it's from Yesterday in History. You think Kiko's listening?
Probably not, but go ahead.
All right, well, this is for Kiko if he's listening.
Maybe I'll get this.
No, it's not a question. It's not in the form of a question, necessarily. Oh, yesterday was the
that
official...
That sounds like fun.
Yesterday was the official surrender of the Japanese, ending World War II, signing the instruments of surrender aboard the USS Missouri.
Okay.
And we have an original photo signed by the captain of that ship.
Very nice. That was Hap Arnold, I believe.
Yes, but he wasn't the captain of the ship.
He was an admiral.
Yes.
The admiral isn't the captain?
No. The captain's the ship. A captain of the ship.
Didn't know that. If the admiral's on board, he's not. He doesn't run
things?
He
outranks him, yeah, but the admiral's probably not always there.
Okay, Jennifer, today in history. Today is September 3rd, 2015. Let's go way back in history for the beginning.
Okay.
Let's go back to the year...
All right, Peabody and Sherman.
301.
Wow.
When September 3rd, 301. Was it really a September 3rd? Was the calendar really intact in the year 301?
Oh, my father knows when this happened. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, Jennifer, one of the smallest nations in the world and the world's oldest republic still in existence is founded by Saint Marinus. Any idea?
Vatican City.
Saint Marinus. Marinus.
That's obviously a hint. Saint Martin.
San Marino.
San Marino.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1189.
Wow, you're going way back.
Let's move up 1,000 years almost.
Okay. More than that, well.
This king of England is crowned at Westminster. He's a famous one. It's in a lot of movies. I think he's the king from Robin Hood.
It's not King
famous literary king, like written about a lot.
King Arthur.
No.
King Henry VIII.
No.
Nope.
Richard the Lionheart. Ring a bell.
I have a book about him at home.
Okay. Maybe you should read it.
Perhaps I ought.
Okay, Jennifer, September 3rd, 1777.
All right, now we're getting more in my wheelhouse.
This is obviously the American Revolutionary War era. During the Battle of Cooch's Bridge, what is seen for the first time in a battle?
A white flag being waved, surrender.
Very close. The flag of the United States was flown in battle for the first time. I almost want to give you that point.
Thank you.
It was good deductive reasoning over there, Jennifer. Okay, in 1783, on September 3rd, the American Revolutionary War officially ends. What happened on that date that officially ended the war?
The Treaty of Versailles was signed.
Close. The Treaty of Paris. by the United States and the Kingdom of Great Britain. The Treaty of Paris.
I never understood why it was signed in France.
I don't know. French helped us a lot, Jennifer. Okay, in 1838, on September 3rd. 1838? 1838. Lock in on this one, Jennifer. You know abolitionist Frederick Douglass?
I've heard of him.
What big moment happened in his life on this date? That obviously inspired him to do what he did for the rest of his life.
He was freed.
Very close again. He escaped from slavery. Yeah, you were all around it, Jennifer, today. Just quite not locking in. 1939, Jennifer, a little World War II trivia for you. Okay? The original Allies formed on this date in 1939. Name the original Allies.
England.
Correct.
France.
Correct.
How many are there?
Four.
England, France...
The original Allies from the World War II.
Belgium.
Declared war today, September 3rd. Incorrect. The other two are New Zealand and Australia. Good luck with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, finally in 1951 on September 3rd, the first long-running American television soap opera airs its first episode on the CBS network. Are you a soap opera fan?
Not a CBS soap opera.
What is the name of the soap opera?
It's one of As the World Turns.
Incorrect.
Guiding Light.
Incorrect.
Nope.
Search for Tomorrow. Okay, born or died on this date. Now I ask Jennifer some famous names that I know to see if Jennifer knows who these people are that were born or died on September 3rd. How about 1913, Jennifer? Alan Ladd was born.
He was a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's in a movie.
I only know him from one movie. Famous movie with a famous last line.
I know when I go home and discuss this with my husband, I'm going to
come back, Shane. He was in Shane. Okay. Well, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I've seen it.
1923, Jennifer Mort Walker was born on September 3rd.
Oh, he's the cartoonist who did Beetle Bailey.
Very good. Also High and Lois.
Yes.
High and Lois. Do they still print those? Is Mort Walker still alive? I doubt it.
They do still print, but I think his son does Beetle Bailey now. I'm not 100% certain. I know Bill Keane's son does a Family Circus.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, in 1932, on September 3rd, Eileen Brennan is born. I'm only saying this because she's in one of my favorite movies, and she's not a star. Even though she was nominated for a Best Actress nomination for another movie.
So
she's been in a lot of movies.
So it'd probably be in the 50s and 60s.
No. The one she was nominated in was probably in the 80s.
Really? Beaches? No.
She was in Private Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
But I know her from being in The Sting, one of my favorite movies, The Sting.
I never knew that about you.
A little tip for anyone out there. If you've never seen The Sting starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman, great music by Scott Joplin throughout that movie.
We never watched that.
It's a great movie, and I'm sure it is in our collection.
But we never. Why don't we ever? We always watch my favorite movies.
Go to hclibrary.us. I know, because you always dictate how things go.
IPAC.hclibrary.us.
hclibrary.us, search our catalog, put a hold on The Sting, pick it up. You won't regret it, Jennifer. Great movie. The scene on the train with the poker game, great scene. All right, moving on. Al Jardine was born on this date in 1942. Al Jardine. No idea. Still a member of the Beach Boys. Oh. Al Jardine was the one Beach Boy that wasn't a relative, wasn't a Wilson brother or the cousin. The other one was Al Jardine. There you go. Will you remember that?
I will.
1965, Charlie Sheen was born.
He was an actor, a member of the Brat Pack. He was in 2 1/2 Men.
Correct. Very good. That'll do. He was in Red Dawn, which I just watched a little bit, snippet of that yesterday at lunch.
He was Martin Sheen's son.
Correct. That's all we need to know. Brother. Thank you, Jennifer. Died on this date in 1970. Jennifer's going to know this one. Vince Lombardi.
There's a service area named after him on the parkway. Or the turnpike.
On the turnpike, I think.
He was a football coach.
He was the great football coach of the Green Bay Packers, buried in Middletown, New Jersey.
Hence the service.
The funeral procession went right by our house.
Did you see it?
My father remembers that very well.
Was it huge?
Yes. 1970. I must have seen it too, but I don't remember it, Jennifer. I was 6 years old at the time. 1980, Jenny Finch was born. Jenny Finch, a little local history.
Oh, is she a
local person.
Player?
She's a softball
player. Yes,
and she is one of the sponsors of the Diamond Nation. Jenny Finch and Cuss Sun are the two name recognition people at Diamond Nation in Flemington, New Jersey. 1986, Sean White was born. Sean White. Sean White was an Olympic snowboarder known as the Flying Tomato. You can probably picture him, that big, wild red hair.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Jennifer, if you don't know them.
No, but when you say wild red hair, but...
Okay, 1991, died in 1991, Frank Capra.
He directed It's a Wonderful Life.
Very good.
Jim Thatcher's other favorite movie.
Died, finally died in 2012. I'm only added this person because I didn't know he died. Michael Clark Duncan. Famous actor, most famous probably for The Green Mile. He was the big guy in The Green Mile. He was in, he's been in a trillion things. I didn't know he was dying. He's not that old.
Well, it happens,
I guess. Okay, that's today in history, Jennifer.
That was an interesting one.
It was?
It was.
September 3rd had a lot of stuff going on.
It did.
Let's make today, September 3rd, 2015, memorable. What should we do? And then maybe in years from now, somebody will be reading us as a... No?
I don't know.
Okay, moving on. You said you had something for me over there.
I have something. You may or may not find it interesting. We'll see how it goes.
Do we need to break from the... Let me break from the weather real quick. It's almost halfway through our show. Jim Gano, once again.
Yeah, because I don't really know where this is. So.
Okay. Gather yourself over there after the weather, be ready to go. Jim Gano, our friend Jim Gano from Crown Trophy's show, follows ours immediately at 12 noon. So stay tuned for that in a half hour. Here's a quick look at your Flemington weather. Clear skies today. The temperature right now is 90 degrees, with going up to 93 degrees, Jennifer. It's going to be a hot one. It didn't feel that hot. Did it feel like it was 90 degrees outside? No.
Not yet.
Okay. It's, well, not yet. I'm reading it right here. 90.7 degrees.
No.
And it says it feels like 93. Okay, the sun rose, Jennifer, today at 6:28 a.m. It will set tonight at 7:28. Boy, the days are getting shorter quick. Our moon is at 69%.
What is one of Jennifer's biggest pet peeves? The days are not getting shorter. There's still 24 hours. The daylight is getting shorter. Thank you.
I thought that's what I said.
No, you said the days are getting shorter.
So I have to say daylight?
Yes. Because
there's day and night, Jennifer. Right?
No.
No? It's, you know, the worst thing you can do is correct someone's grammar.
It's not grammar. It's inaccurate.
Our moon is 69% visible, Jennifer, but waning.
Did you see the full moon on Saturday night?
Missed it. Was it good?
It was good.
Big?
It was big and orange, and there was little clouds in front of it.
September's moon is the harvest moon, if I'm not mistaken, which the full moon will probably be in another few weeks. The harvest moon, so look for that. That's always big. And then the hunter's moon in October. Oh, another big one. Harvest moon name, so farmers could reap their crops harvest all night long.
Yes.
Big thing. A lot of, actually... Which reminds me, anybody interested in colonial American knowledge like that, the author you want is Eric Sloan. So just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. He's got a lot of interesting books. I highly recommend them. And as a bonus, he's this fantastic artist. Draws all his own pictures. So if you want to learn a lot more about colonial America, all the things that everyone knew back then, all the farmers and all the colonial people knew that people have forgotten today, you'll find it fascinating. Origins of words, etc. Eric Sloan. So go to our catalog, aclibrary.us. I'm sure we have plenty of his books. The weather moving on, Jennifer. Tomorrow, we're going to get a cold front's coming through because the temperature only gets up to 82 tomorrow.
Wow.
That's a welcome relief. Mostly cloudy skies. Then your Labor Day weekend, I've got clear all 3 days. Temperatures in the mid-80s going up to around 90 on Monday. So it looks like a good Labor Day weekend. Rain looks like the next chance of rain in the forecast looks like it's going to be Thursday. Actually, Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday all look like rain is in the forecast. So relief is coming. So enjoy your Labor Day week, everybody. Weekend. I almost misspoke there again. Jennifer, you would have corrected me.
I would not have.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
The day-night thing is just one of my pet peeves. NY.
I mean, you should let it go. Do you need that kind of stress just because somebody misspeaks about shortening daylight? Do you really need to get upset about that? That's one you got to let go.
It saves me from getting upset about other things. NYCurbed.com has listed the 10 most beautiful private libraries on the market in New York City.
Libraries on the market, what's that mean?
That these are libraries in
for
houses
sale?
That are for sale. There was one at 1100 Park Avenue.
You can buy a library with all the books in it?
They're the private libraries inside the house.
Oh, so it's a house with big
with a big library.
What made you think of this? Are you thinking about buying one of these? Is one of these on the edge of Greenwich Village?
52nd West 9th Street.
Is that right where you want to be?
$18 million.
Oh.
I'm going there. I'll call in the show from there.
That would be your dream, right? If someone gave you that house and you could live in New York City right there, would that be it for you?
That's it. It's a two-story library. There's a little spiral staircase. There's a fireplace. Absolutely gorgeous. There's one on 30 Crosby Street, a full floor loft with three walls of books, and then they have those sliding doors that they're reminiscent of like Japanese sliding doors. Or
so Jennifer's house hunting today I forgot to mention that at the top of the show that we have a house hunting segment for Jennifer on the library show today.
Let's see, we have a gorgeous library on Sutton Place.
So the problem with this, Jennifer, is no one can see this.
I know, but you have to go to ny.curbed.com and look at these libraries. They're absolutely gorgeous. So I want to ask you, Jim Thatch, tell me about the bookshelves in your house.
What about them?
What are they
like? Do I have bookshelves?
What are they filled with?
Lori has tons of books.
What are your bookshelves like? Did you build them for her?
In this house, no. In my old house, I built a lot of bookshelves for her. In this house, no. There was a bookshelf built in the family room and next to the fireplace.
That's very nice.
And did I build any bookshelves here? Oh, I actually did. And she turned the upstairs bedroom into office, and I put six shelves up there for her.
Very nice.
Don't have a picture of that, though. That doesn't matter because we are on the radio, Jennifer.
And what kind of books are on your bookshelves?
Kind of books that I have? I have zero books on the bookshelf. They're all Lori's. Probably very similar to your books. She's got a million. Want me to take a picture of her bookshelves?
Yes.
And you can see what she has?
Yes. But your email pictures are not working.
Okay. Well, that's a topic for another time. while we're not on the subject, Jennifer, let me mention what's on display at the Hunter County Library this month, the month of September. I just met with the woman this morning. Starting tomorrow morning, the Hunterdon Developmental Center will be hanging artwork. And she was describing it to me. She says it's very interesting because these are individuals that have no art training. So it's a very free and expression-filled type of art. So, you know, very bright, she says, without logic. So I'm kind of interested to see this. And it's going to help them help the Hunter Developmental Center out. So we're all for that. And then,
what is going in the showcases? Please say.
And the showcases, she's on vacation this week, so there will be going in next Tuesday is the Flemington Consignment Shop. Every September does a nice display. Chris Vogel from the Flemington Consignment Shop fills our display, and our staff obviously just shops all month.
I got a really great wallet from there last year.
So you might want to stop by checking out because all proceeds from the Flemington Consignment Shop benefit who, Jennifer?
Safe of Hunterdon.
Yes, so it's a very good cause. And like Jennifer said, a lot of good items. So you can actually shop at the library starting on September 8th.
Yes.
So stop on by.
And one of our dedicated volunteers, Gay, on Tuesday nights, is on the board of that.
Very good.
So, yes.
Okay, so that's what's going on at the Hunterdon County Library display-wise this month. Next month, obviously, in our main gallery, will be the Hunterdon County Library Amateur Photography Show. And on the top of this show, I mentioned that we are accepting entries, and they are starting to pour in. And we only accept the first 100 photographers from Hunterdon County, Jennifer. Amateur photographers, that is. The entry deadline is Friday, September 25th, 2015. So if you've ever wanted... Everyone's a good photographer, Jennifer. You know you have a good picture somewhere that you could frame.
I do.
And why don't you enter the show?
I didn't think staff were eligible.
Sure.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I did pictures of my garden this year.
Well, frame one up.
They're pretty good. The garden's pretty good this year.
Very good. Frame one up and bring it in. Jennifer, do you live in Hunterdon County?
I do.
Are you an amateur photographer?
I wouldn't go that far, but sure.
Then you are eligible for the... there'll be awards, cash prizes for the first place awards, also honorable mentions, and a Public's Choice Award. We have an award ceremony on Wednesday, October 7th at 6:30 p.m. And our judge will be present that evening, Walter Horoszewski. You might know him as the famous New Jersey photography coffee table book. He's done plenty. He's done Somerset, Hunterdon, all of New Jersey. He's also an author. He'll also be doing a program after our award ceremony starting at 7 called Photography is Fine Art. So you might want to check that out. So just go to our webpage if you're interested in entering. HCLibrary.us, right on the homepage, there's a link to our entry form. All the rules are right on there, Jennifer, with the deadlines, size, what is needed from you. You just cut off the bottom, fill it out, and send it back to me, and you are in. And I will mail you a confirmation and tell you what you got to do next. It's very easy. Very popular. We've been doing it over 20 years. This is the HCL Amateur Photography Show. And even if you don't enter, make sure you stop by the library during the month of October because it is quite an impressive show. You'll be impressed with all the great photography on our walls. And you'll have to vote for the Public's Choice, of course. Paying attention over there, Jennifer?
I am. And something just went in and out of my head about the photography show. Oh, Walter Shandoah, another famous Hunterdon County photographer. He took a lot of kittens and puppies. He has a new collection coming
out.
Where
did he take them?
I'm sorry?
He took a lot of kittens.
Took pictures.
Oh.
Of a lot of kittens. And
it's a pet peeve of mine when somebody says, took.
I'm a pet peeve of yours, Jim Thatch.
he has a new book of kittens?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really. And the library will be getting it this fall.
Very nice. Yes. Does he still pop in at the library occasionally?
Gosh, I don't know.
He was at the last award ceremony for the photography show. Yes.
Well, his pictures are the ones hanging in the back of the meeting room. That's the same stream in the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. The other big competition we have coming up is in December, and it's co-sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We're very excited about this. We've been doing this for about 4 years. It's been growing every year. It's the gingerbread competition. And actually, Jennifer, I put out a stack of flyers, and they're going quick.
Are they really?
People really pick those up. I don't know if everybody enters or picks them up. I mean, I hope they don't because we couldn't fit all those. But
no, but we're getting – this is the year – it grows exponentially each year. We almost double, I think.
So it will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library in the month of December. Where do I start here, Jennifer? So if you're interested, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, again, is a link to the entry form. Also, all these entry forms are available at any of the county libraries. Just stop by and pick one up as well. And then all the rules and information is on this entry form, including, Jennifer thoughtfully included recipes for gingerbread and for icing.
And
if you needed to start from square one.
Print out the flyer because... Page 2 is upside down on our website.
Oh, well, that's okay. You can, and there's plenty of categories. Kids can just make one themselves, or students can do one, or adult individuals, or the most popular category is family or group, and then professionals. So we've had plenty of people enter each category. I'm just losing my train of thought here, Jennifer. You have two choices of your theme of Gingerbread House. Since we have two sponsors, the Hunter and County Library, you can do something, a scene from your favorite book, or an edifice from your favorite book, or anything that
depicts your favorite book.
Exactly. And then the Chamber wants you to do a Hunter and County scene. And we had plenty of both last year, and they were all excellent. And it's just, if you don't enter, you got to make sure, like you said, stop by in December to see them, because it's amazing what people do. It will inspire you to want to make your own gingerbread house. Are we going to try again this year, Jennifer?
I think we will.
I think we should. Did we learn anything from the last one?
Yes, make the icing. Don't
what we'll do is I'll make a structure in the middle, since it's just a display for promotional purposes. I'll make some, we just can slap it right on the side, not worry about it.
I think if we make it out of cardboard.
Yeah.
And then we'll just decorate
The thing out of wood. And then we'll put the gingerbread right on the wood so it won't collapse.
Well, I think that's where the trouble was, that the glue softened the gingerbread.
Oh.
I think you can't use Elmer's glue with gingerbread.
Were we using glue?
We tried when all else was failing.
We didn't use icing in the beginning?
No, we did, and it was failing. So.
Oh, well, let's try again. I think we can do it.
I think we can do it. You want to build? All right, you build something out of wood, and then give me the template.
Okay.
And I'll build the gingerbread.
Do we still have the templates from last year?
I gave them back to you.
Oh, no. That's not a good sign.
I'm sure they're on your desk somewhere.
I'm sure they're in a landfill somewhere. So once again, this is the gingerbread competition. We'd love it if anyone out there listening would join up. So check out our webpage once again, hclibrary.us, for all the details.
They're in an envelope. They should be easy to find. I have to tell you, there's a flyer I'm very intrigued about on our website.
Oh, yeah?
It's moments after the Spark Metaphorical Books reception. And it's a picture of, I don't know, it looks like a collage, but a 3D collage. With some sheet music and some old Victorian pictures, and
I think it's somebody who takes a book and decorates it. Does it look like a book is a basis of that?
It looks like it's possible, but it's inspired by a fascination with the universe revealed within altered books. These artists, sculptures, projects, energy into their creations with layering, applications, and embellishments of surprising media. Viewers are invited to dwell in each dense imaginary scene and examine the richness of tiny, exquisite other worlds. Meet the artists to gain insight into this unique form of decontextualized books, media, and mixed media and their novel perspectives. And this is a Meet the Artist Wednesday, November 30th from 6 to 8 at the North County Branch Library.
Plus, I think it's a display at the North County Branch Library. The display will be the entire month, I believe, Jennifer. Then there's going to be a reception to meet the artist.
Okay. So is this the September display?
Probably. Okay. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, you don't have the scoop?
Do you have the scoop, Jennifer?
I do not have a scoop in front of me.
The scoop we're talking about is our newsletter, which can be found online or picked up at our library, that has all of the events for the next 2 months upcoming. And then we do 2 months at a time. So September and October is all in one handy place, all our programs and competitions and exhibits.
Except the link to the scoop is gone.
Our children's...
It's not on the webpage.
All right, we will find it, Jennifer. We will fix that when we get back.
Okay.
So it's all aligned. So right now, for the moment, you have to stop by the library to pick up a copy. But by this afternoon, you'll be able to get it online. Trust me.
Okay, we trust you, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, let's talk about some programs. We need to go to the news, the commercials.
Yeah, let's do the commercials, and then we'll run through some programs coming up in September.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And Jim Gano will be in a few short minutes to take care of some business. Right now, we're going to catch up on some programs that are coming up.
We are, Jennifer. The first one I'll talk about is a special one that I have booked, unique. We have the world record holder for hiking the Appalachian Trail going to visit the Huntington County Library on September 26th. That's a Saturday, Jennifer, a special Saturday program at 2 p.m. I'm talking about Jennifer Farr Davis. Google her, look her up. You'll be very impressed. She's a hiker, author. She's written 3 books. She's an adventure speaker, and she's the National Geographic Adventurer of the Year. She's logged over 12,000 miles on 6 different continents, including through hikes of the Pacific Crest Trail, the Colorado Trail, Vermont's Long Trail, numerous trails in Europe, and the Appalachian Trail 3 times. Her new book, Called Again, chronicles her record-breaking Appalachian Trail hike, which she did 47 miles per day for 46 days, which I still think is impossible. By the way, I saw the movie last night with Lori, A Walk in the Woods.
Oh, how'd you like it? We were talking about it last night.
It was okay.
Okay?
It was just okay. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
Would it have been better with Paul Newman in it?
And Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Nick Nolte is kind of hard to listen to for a whole movie. He's got a very raspy kind of voice. You really got to lock in on him to try to hear what he's saying. Were they thinking about having Paul Newman and Robert Redford in that? Really?
That was the original plan.
Interesting. Lori's take was she's read the book. I actually have read that book. He's a lot older in the movie than he was in the book. And in the book, if I'm not mistaken, he goes back and finishes hiking the trail like after a year. He like does it all eventually, not all consecutively. That's not the case in the movie. And then one other point. Lori's not a big fan of his. She likes some of his books, but he says some of his books.
And of course, he is Bill Bryson.
Yes, he doesn't like his attitude toward women. Did you get that
from any of his books?
Yes.
I didn't really, but
she does like his attitude toward.
I'm
women.
Not terribly sensitive about things like that.
But the movie was good. It was watchable. I don't know what to say. It wasn't like a Stay With Me Forever or anything. Different, just an old-fashioned, different kind of movie. It wasn't, you know, special effects or anything that
kids
these days look for.
I was listening to a radio show the other night, and they were talking about 1980s movies, and they were saying how the 80s movies were, like, happy. Not happy, but they were lighthearted, and they weren't, like, shoot 'em up, bang 'em, blow 'em up.
Right. That was a good inspirational movie, kind of, you know, had a good message.
Where did you see it?
At the Bridgewater Mall. So getting back to Jennifer Farr Davis, Jennifer, she has been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, NPR's Talk of the Nation, the Daily Beast, and the CBS Early Show. So don't miss this exciting and inspiring presentation from a world-class athlete and a wilderness adventurer. I It's going to be a special program. I have a feeling she speaks all over the world, Jennifer. She lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and we were lucky enough to get her at the Huntington County Library. So save the date, Saturday, September 26th, 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. We request that you call us and reserve a seat at 788-1434, or you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the calendar of events, and you can reserve seats that way as well.
Okay, and we're going to hit the ground running the day after Labor Day with two programs at the Headquarters Library. From 3 to 5, representatives from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will be here to cover topics such as the naturalization process, the new naturalization test, and the rights and responsibilities of U.S. citizens. And this is being sponsored in part by the Huntington County YMCA. So call the library to sign up or just stop by. There'll be plenty of room. And then that evening, author and photographer Kevin Weiss will discuss New Jersey State Parks. Some of New Jersey's most exciting history can be found in our more than two dozen state parks. Old names such as Wawayanda and Hopatcong remind us of the Lenape Indians. Historic battlefields recall New Jersey's perilous years as the crossroads of the American Revolution. And Linda put up a little display in front of the circulation desk of state parks and got a plethora of brochures, state park brochures. So check those out and stop by Tuesday evening at 8 p.m.
What's the biggest state park in New Jersey? Do you know? Pine Barrens? Is that a state park?
I don't know if it's a state park or an area. It's probably Morristown. No, that's a national park. Because it encompasses several. I don't know. We'll come to the program.
Oh, I bet it might be like Island Beach. That's a state park.
Come to the program and find out.
I may, Jennifer. Or I may not. I may have you go and you tell me.
All right, I can do that too.
Our first musical program in the fall is Wednesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. We welcome Nashville recording artist Kim Yarson. She'll be joined by John Bastiani, and their program is called Timeless, an acoustic concert of songs from the 1920s to the 1970s. Once again, Wednesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library.
And on Saturday, September 12th at 1 p.m., we're having a program at the South County Branch Library at 1432 Route 179 in Lambertville. Jim Wade will speak about the Native Americans of the Flemington region.
Is Jim Wade the gentleman that also is a Lindbergh expert?
I don't know if he's the same one or not, because I had emailed that Jim Wade and asked if they had a traveling show to come around, and he said no. So I almost feel like, no.
Is it a different Jim Wade?
I mean, I would hope if it were the same one, he would have remembered that he had done programs with us before and tried to.
You would only hope, Jennifer. Our second musical program isn't exactly a band. September 30th, Wednesday, September 30th, Bob Edwards joins us at the Huntington County Library for a show called What's That Tune? I'm assuming it's going to be very similar to Name That Tune, so it's going to be a little bit of a competition. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you know what kind of era of songs he's going to do all over the place? Have you heard his program before, Jennifer?
I have not. You sent me the flyer and said book him.
Really?
So Dano booked him.
Well, very good. So that's What's That Tune, September 30th, if you were a fan of that game show or you just like to have some fun naming songs. This is the night for you, 7 p.m.
Bob will share some musical history and trivia. And is Jim Thatch going to be present for this?
I'm
going
to be there.
Okay.
Barring anything unforseen, Jennifer.
Yes, you never always promise to be at these things, and then something unforeseen.
Wednesday night is very promising for me.
That's why we did it this way, Jim Thatch.
Exactly.
The On the Big Screen movie series is starting again.
Yeah, well, I want to hear what's on tap for this grouping.
Sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
Never heard of that one.
On the Big Screen, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
What movies are we showing, Jennifer?
We are showing True Story, starring James Franco, on Thursday, September 17th at 6 p.m., and it will be reshown Saturday, September 19th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. A week later, we will be showing Far From the Madding Crowd, a D.H. Lawrence book.
Really? D.H. Lawrence?
Uh-huh.
That dug up another one of his books? I thought they would have used all his
you
by
think?
Now. The Rocking Horse Winner ever a book? Or a movie?
What?
The Rocking Horse Winner? Wasn't that D.H. Lawrence?
I think so. No, I don't know. On that September 24th at 6 p.m. and October 3rd at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, The Water Diviner, starring Russell Crowe, is only being shown Thursday, October 1st, 6 p.m. at headquarters. The Age of Adeline, Thursday, October 29th at 6 p.m. at headquarters. Love and Mercy, the life, love, and genius of
Brian Wilson. I highly recommend that movie. My son with my daughter.
Why are we only showing it at the headquarters library? We should show that at North County, too. That will be November 5th. And then we're going to wrap it up with Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, Saturday, September 7th at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, November 19th at 6 p.m. at Headquarters Library.
Very good. Thank you. So can I bring food to these
You can
things?
Bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage.
Can I bring my second favorite non-alcoholic beverage? Just asking.
Yes, you may bring your second favorite.
Do they ask at the door, is that your favorite non-alcoholic
I've
beverage? And if it's not, they say you can't bring that in?
I believe so. Probably so. There's a good likelihood.
What time do these start, Jennifer?
6 p.m. And then the North County Branch ones start at 2 p.m.
Do I need to reserve a seat?
You keep interrupting me. How am I going to finish reading?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yes, you need to call 788-1434 to reserve a seat, or 730-6135 for the North County Branch, or you can go online, hclibrary.us. And I think some Saturday afternoons this fall, if the meeting room is empty, we're going to have some pop-up movies. And I'm pretty sure in December we will be showing some holiday movies.
Maybe we should show The Sting one day.
Maybe we will show The Sting one day. So pull it and we'll show it.
I would just love it. If we just have time, just put a movie on. Me or you want to just walk over to the thing, pick out a movie that we like, and just put it on. Why not?
That's what I do on Saturdays.
Do you?
I do.
And then people go inside?
And they put a sign on the door.
Well, that's very good for you, Jennifer. I like that you do that.
I like that? Maybe you could make me a now showing sign that I can put up a sign instead of just a...
I made one for Terry. She has it.
She's hiding it.
She must be. Take it from her.
So, it's 11:57. Jim Gano is chomping at the bit to get in here. So, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The shots Republican presidential candidates Jeb Bush and Donald Trump are taking at each other are getting more personal. Joe Gomez has more.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush's latest slam is a quiz that contrasts Bush's record with the real estate tycoon's more liberal stance on issues in the past. But it isn't just about public policy. One question asks voters whether they'd support a candidate who strives to shake every hand.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
792697 U.S. Tax Shield 800-479-2697.
A series of wildfires in north central Washington that left three firefighters dead has grown by more than 100 square miles, but officials hope easing winds forecast for Saturday will allow them to gain